WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Primetime Live has had three trips to the plate now, and each time it's just about struck out. One problem is that the hot style of Sam Donaldson hasn't clicked yet with the cool style of Diane Sawyer. But the main problem is the show's concept. In 3 weeks, Primetime Live hasn't done one report that justifies the show being live. In the premiere program, Donaldson let one newsmaker get away without answering his questions, and Sawyer, in a live interview with Roseanne Barr, didn't ask the right questions. It was the day Barr had been snubbed by the Emmy nominating committee, but Sawyer didn't even mention it. It's not like Nightline, where Ted Koppel has a half hour to extract answers from his guests. The hosts of Primetime Live are trying to do it in segments that last only a few minutes, with the clock always ticking. The same way Dan Rather did it when he interviewed George Bush. And we all know how that turned out. But not even Dan Rather had a studio audience along for the ride. They're the first thing about Primetime Live that ought to be changed. When they're not laughing with the show's hosts, they're laughing at them. Listen to this exchange between Donaldson and Louisiana Governor Buddy Romer.
All right, Governor, there are people in your state who are saying tonight that the real reason you commuted a sentence was you didn't want Louisiana to have a black eye. You electrocuted a lot of people in that state. You lead the nation in certain statistics. And you were persuaded that the rest of the country, seeing the piece that we presented and the information that other news media presented, would say Louisiana is just bloodthirsty.
Well, I mean, some might say that, Sam. I know you wouldn't. But some might sensationalize that.
ABC may be learning its lesson, though. The last two Primetime Live shows have led off with strong reports by chief correspondent Chris Wallace that were taped, not live. And even last week's interview with Vice President Dan Quayle was taped ahead of time. So there's hope yet for Primetime Live. If they lose the audience, downplay the live, and get rid of that chit-chat junk at the end. Does anybody really care whether Diane Sawyer or Sam Donaldson has a fear of flying?
Now, are you a little frightened when you're up there?
Well, I remember that Albert Einstein had a horseshoe in his office just in case. So I look at the statistics and then I cross my fingers.
I just go to sleep.
So do I, Sam, when I see TV this boring.